Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Times leads with the prospect that Sinn Féin will table another motion on the eviction ban before it expires at the end of the month, on top of the Dáil debate on extending the ban already tabled for this week. Jack Horgan-Jones also reports on yesterday's announcement by the Labour Party that it will put down a motion of no confidence in the government before the end of the month if it doesn't change course. A protected disclosure made by a whistleblower to Transport Minister Eamon Ryan, claiming that security screening at Dublin Airport is not fit for purpose because of a lapse in standards in staff training, generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. Life-saving blood pressure drugs are among almost 250 medicines in short supply across Ireland. That's according to the lead story in the Irish Daily Mail. And comments made by Micheál Martin about the upcoming Citizens' Assembly on illicit drug use and the prospect of decriminalisation generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. Ciara Phelan quotes the Taoiseach the saying that he fears that legalising cannabis would create the impression that drug taking is acceptable. There's another story about drug use on the front of the Belfast Telegraph, where we're told that dealers are openly selling heroin outside Belfast's Royal Victoria Hospital. For its lead story, the Irish News reports on the angry response of a relative of one of the victims of the Grey Steel massacre to the DUP's selection of an election candidate who liked a post glorifying the 1993 UDA atrocity in which 8 people were killed. Since making the comments in 2019 and 2020, Tyler Hoey, who worked as a canvasser for North Antrim MP Ian Paisley, has apologised and deleted his Twitter account. The Irish Daily Star builds its lead story around Stephen Silver's detention in Mountjoy Prison as he awaits sentencing for the murder of Detective Garda Colm Horkin in June 2020. An alleged assault on Ian Bailey last November in Bantry receives coverage on the front of the Irish Sun. And the Irish Daily Mirror runs with the picture on its front page of members of the Irish rugby team partying in the Shelburne Hotel in the early hours of yesterday morning with the Six Nations trophy at the centre of the action. Back in the front of the Independent and Examiner, meanwhile, both papers run with front page pictures of the next generation, the under-20s team, who also beat England at Musgrave Park yesterday to win another Six Nations trophy. And finally, the other trophy, which features in lots of pictures this morning, is the Dancing with the Stars Glitter Ball trophy, which was won last night by 2FM presenter Carl Mullen and his dance partner Emily Barker. Writing in The Independent, Melanie Finn considers whether the series is likely to return to our screens next year, with audience figures for last week's show at 471,000. Finn notes that it was a canny move by the producers to pick influencers Carl Mullen and Suzanne Jackson to take part in this year's show because it opened it up to a younger audience. An unnamed TV insider also describes the show as TV gold for advertisers because very few shows these days get the whole family sitting down together to watch them in the way that Dancing with the Stars does.